Welcome back to September 19th Board of Supervisors meeting. And we are very excited today to have our next item, which is a gold resolution honoring KSRO for 80 years of broadcasting. So I'm going to read your name, and if you all want to come up to the microphone, you can, just all come up, and then we'll give let a few of you speak, and you can't all speak, but we'll let a few of you speak. We have Pat Kerrigan, the news director and morning news anchor. Pat, come on forward. We have Daniel Trucios, the morning news producer and reporter. We have Lawrence Amaturo, the current owner of Sonoma Media Group. We have Michael O'Shea, the president and CEO. We have our own Steve Jackson, the afternoon show, The Drive. And we have Mike DeWall, the producer of KSRO. We have Steve Garner. Is Steve here? No, where's Steve? I didn't think I saw him. Steve Garner, who I've known for many years, longest running show host, DJ on KSRO, and he's still on the air. We have Kathy, the KSRO sales manager, Kathy Slack. We have Kevin Wadlinger, the VP Business Development Director, and we have Jim Murphy, the operations manager. So come on, you're all going to have to stand there because you're going to have to come on forward so we can have a great photograph. And I just want to just say briefly that I'm going to pass it over to you, KSRO is local news. It's local people, it's local news, and it's local, local, local. And we like that about you. We like that immensely about you. For one reason out of many is that we get to talk about local events and local politics. But we are so glad that you have been here for 80 years. You actually started on September 19th today, 1937. So that was pre-World War II.
I remember it well.
Anybody alive then? And so with that, and I learned something the other day. SRO stands for Santa Rosa. So I learned that the other day. And you were the only broadcast entity until 1950, and the very first between the Golden Gate Bridge and the Oregon border. We're glad you're here, and I'm going to turn it over to you, and thank you guys for all being here.
You mentioned Steve Garner. Let me just say this.
Yes.
Did you know he started his plant talk show, Garden Talk, with Luther Burbank? They co-hosted the show.
He's been around for a long time. Yeah. John Ash, too, yeah.
I'd like to invite our owner, Lawrence Amaturo, to be our spokesperson today.
Nice to see you again, Lawrence.
Thank you very much, Shirley. What else did you want me to do except to thank? That'd be great. We all do thank you, and we do, I very much thank everyone here. I'm here with my parents as well, and appreciate everything they've done for me and for this community as well. But we're pleased to be honored, and hope to do it for 80 more.
We want you to be around for 80 more. Again, you give us an opportunity to be local voices, too, to the problems and the joys that we all experience here in Sonoma County.
You know, I've been reflecting on that, and this morning it occurred to me in this regard, in that even 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, it was different. 10 years ago, there was a local television station with a news department.
That's true.
For many, many years, and in many regards, they still do a great job. The local newspaper had a much more comprehensive local news department than they currently do, simply because of the economics of running papers these days. It's changed. Yeah. So our role in providing local news and a local voice for people has grown in its... in that way. We've emphasized it in the midst of many local organizations having to de-emphasize it. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very fortunate to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And it's so Sonoma County, too. I mean, Sonoma County is all about what's happening locally.
Thank you, Margaret.
I'm going to give my colleagues an opportunity to say anything they'd like. Yes.
Well, I just appreciate the 5 to 10 minute snippets that you allow each of us to participate in to really speak to the community, whether it's on the drive, it's good to see you, Steve, or in the morning show. You're topical, you're quick, and we have an opportunity to reach out directly to the community. Lawrence, it's great to see you again. And I still have my cyclist photo in my office. So it's great. Thank you for all that you do. And everybody, I love working with you.
Any comments? Yeah. Supervisor Hopkins?
Yeah, I spent 5 years in the world of local news working for local community weeklies.
Right,
and it was really sort of during the demise, essentially, of newspaper journalism and the rise of Craigslist and the loss of that, you know, advertising revenue. And so I just want to say thank you, because what you do is so important in providing timely local news to the community. And we need more journalists now than ever, in my opinion, when you look at what's happening on a national level. And it's such an integral, I mean, it's to me, it's really, you know, we talk about sort of the third rail or whatever you want to call it, an integral part of democracy. Democracy is what it is to facilitate that transparency. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for the very hard work. I know it's day in and day out, and we drop in for 5 minutes and it, you know, seems all fun and sexy. And I always love checking out Steve's outfit and shoes. You know, that's always my highlight. If I get to go to the office, like I get to, you know, but I know that what it really means is day in, day out, long hours, that sort of excitement, but also that just constant, you're always, always going. So thank you for that hard work. That's always, you know, early in the morning and late at night, because you're waiting for what's happening because you want to get the word out to the community. So it's incredibly important. Democratic process.
Just to follow up on the local aspect, I very much appreciate that. I mean, with all the choices that people have out there, which are really almost mind-boggling, and where they get their news, whether it's real or not, it is so important. And we are actually very fortunate here in Sonoma County, and you mentioned the newspaper, same thing there, to have the newspaper actually be locally owned, albeit probably not what it once was, because it can't be, but to have the radio be locally owned and operated as well. I do think that people, with all those choices that are out there, it is really about the local bent on things. It's about knowing what's going on in your own community and being updated in that. You could provide a valuable service in that regard, and I thank you very much for that. And we are fortunate as a county to have KSRO.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
I would just like to say, if I might, it's always a pleasure to have each of you in my house, and it's an honor today to be in yours.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for not giving us more than 10 minutes, because we kind of disintegrate after that. We have very low attention spans. All right. Well, unless there's any other thing that you'd like to say, and you guys have just been tremendous. We're so glad that you're here. Round of applause, and we'll all come up for a photograph.